Anyway, 21 years. So I went out, and I really wanted to be the best possible gift I could give Heather. So I put a lot of thought into it. meaning that I thought about all the things she wanted, and I really even took it even a step further. I thought of the thing that she needed the most. And I went out, and I just put a lot of effort into it, and it took everything I owned to be able to buy the gift for Heather, okay? So I went out and I purchased it, and I just thought she would just absolutely love it. It met her greatest need. It cost me everything I had. So what happens is I bought it about the 15th of December, and I went and I put it under our tree. Then we woke up on Christmas morning with the boys, and we got up, and we watched the boys unwrap their gifts. And it was great joy. It was fun. And then when that was all said and done, what if I walked over and I pulled the gift that I bought for Heather from under the Christmas tree and I went to hand it to her? And what if she kept her hands to her side? And basically meaning that she was refusing to accept the gift that I had bought her. Let me ask you a question. How do you think that would make me feel? I thought about it this week. There would be words like I would be confused. I would definitely be hurt. I'd be crushed. Knowing me, I could be a little emotional. The bottom line is I would be really concerned about, listen to this carefully. If she refused to receive this gift, I would be very, very concerned about our relationship. You know what I'm talking about? I'd be concerned with what's happening here. And I'm not alone. I think we would all respond this way. If we bought somebody a gift that cost us everything and they refused it, I think we would be hurt. Well, with that in mind, I was thinking about it this week. I often wonder how God feels. Think about it. He has given us a gift that has cost him everything. Everybody say everything. Everything. He gave us a gift that was his very, very best. And yet, here's the deal. Here's the deal. A lot of people refuse to accept the gift. They refuse to accept it. What do I mean? Let's put this verse on the screen if we can. It's a verse that's very popular. A lot of people know it. The verse reads like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So God's ultimate gift of love was who? His Son, Jesus Christ. I mean, it cost him everything. He had one son, Jesus. God didn't give out a surplus. He didn't give out of extras. God gave his one and only Son. And here's the promise, that whoever accepts that gift, they put out their hands and they accept the gift, the promise is this, that they won't have to die. They won't have to accept God's wrath. They won't have to accept judgment. But here's the deal. Instead of that, they'll get eternal life. And when we say eternal life, we're not only talking about a quantity of life, we're talking about a quality of life also. I mean, you talk about a gift. The gift of all the ages. But here's the reality. Like I said, there's many, many people who, when God presents the gift of his Son, they refuse to accept it. Why do people refuse to accept God's gift of his Son, Jesus? Think about that for a minute. I want you to come up with an answer in your mind. Why is it that God hands people the gift of his Son, the gift of salvation? Why is it that people put their hands to their side and refuse to accept it? Is it because maybe they think it's a gift they don't need? Or is it a gift that if I accept that gift, there's going to be strings attached? There's going to be a lot of things that God asks of me, so God, just keep your gift to yourself. Why is it, do you think, that people refuse to accept the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ? But my question is this. People all over the place refuse the gift. How do you think that makes God feel? How do you think that makes God feel when people refuse to accept the gift of his Son, Jesus, as the Savior of their life? I believe it really breaks the heart of our Father in heaven. I believe it breaks his heart. And here's why. Because he wants to have a relationship. He wants to have a relationship with his creation. And the only way that he can have a relationship with people is by people receiving the gift. See, if you don't receive the gift of Jesus Christ, you're far off from God. The Bible would go so far as saying you're enemies. But it's through receiving the gift that we're brought into friendship, into the family. We're offered the gift of love, the gift of salvation. So in order to, the first thing we need to do with this gift of God's love at Christmas, the first thing you need to do is accept it. You need to accept it. So let me ask you a personal question this morning. Have you accepted the gift? God's gift of love. Have you accepted God's gift of love, His Son, Jesus Christ? Okay? But there's more to it. So let's move on to number two. The second thing we need to do, and because here's the deal, guys. I would say in a church crowd on a Sunday morning, a majority of people have said, "Thank you, Lord." But I think number two is the one where a lot of people who have received the gift are still need to unwrap this next one. And that is number two, we must experience. Everybody say experience. We must experience the gift of God's love. Experience. See, the gift of God's love is not just something we are to accept. Oh, well, thank you, Father. That was great. And then you go and you put it on a shelf. You stay right there. You put it on a shelf like it's an unwanted toy or it's an unwanted shirt. See, when God gives us this gift of His love, it's a gift that we are to experience deeply. It's a gift that we are to experience every day of our lives. I think of it in the realm of this, in my way of thinking, it's a gift of a kid who gets a stuffed animal for Christmas. They don't put it on the shelf. They hold it. They rub it. They call it by name. They rub it, and it's so much a part of their life till the ears fall off. You know what I'm talking about? Why? Because it's so endearing to their life. But unfortunately, when it comes to the gift of God's love in our lives, for many, this is not the case. Many people have received the gift, but they've really never experienced the power of God's love in their life on a daily basis. So my thought is, what keeps people from experiencing God's love? Can I offer a few suggestions today? Everybody say, sure. What is it that keeps people from experiencing God's love on a daily basis? Here's some things. Distractions. Worry. We're so worried about what's going on in the world that God's love stays on the shelf. How about hurts? We've been hurt, and that hurt just dominates our love, but here we have this gift and we're just going to leave it on the shelf. Maybe concern, maybe doubt, maybe fear. And see all these things, and there's many, many more that keep us from experience God's love in our life. So what do we need to do to change all that? What we need to do is we need to surrender all that stuff that's come between us and God's love. We need to surrender all that stuff. And when we do, and we say, God, I just surrender to you, what He does is He renews and fills us. He renews and fills us with His love. Renews and fills us with His love. Because here's the deal, you guys. His love is more than enough. It's more than enough. And there's nothing that can keep us from experiencing the love of God. Look at the verse on the screen. Romans 8:38 says this. Paul writing, he says, I am convinced. Everybody say these two words together. That nothing. Say that again. That nothing can ever separate us from God's love. No hurts, no worries, fear, doubt. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, nor angels or demons. Neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. See, the fact is, you guys, God doesn't want us to put the gift of His love on the shelf. After we receive it, he wants us to make it a part of our daily lives. Part of our daily lives. And I think there's a lot of people who have one time accepted the gift of love, but so many other things have consumed their lives. When's the last time you felt God's love in your heart? I want you to answer that today. Are you experiencing God's love for you today? Do you sense His presence? Do you sense His love for you today in your life? Remember, His love is not based upon performance. Well, I feel God's love when I do all the right things. That's not God's love, that's our love. Or, you know how it goes. And I just want to encourage you today. God loves you just as you are. Right where you are. And He loves you so much that He doesn't want to leave you right where you are. He wants to take you to a better place. He wants to take you to a new place. God wants you to experience His love in your life today. See, Heather and I's love wasn't limited to 21 years ago in the front of a church when I said I do and I got to kiss her for the first time. Wink, wink. But anyway, it's something that we live out now for 21 years. You know what I'm talking about? And that's the way God's love is. It's just not something that we accept at one time. And then we say, well, I accepted God. No, God wants to have this loving relationship with you today. He's intimately concerned with what you're going through right now. He knows your hurts. He knows your highs. He knows your lows. And He wants to be a good, good father. And what we need to do is we need to surrender all that stuff and push it away and say, God, I want to embrace your love today. And my heart for many people here today is I want you to embrace God's love for you today, that He loves you, that He cares for you, and He's intimately concerned about all the details of your life. Amen? So you got to experience the gift, experience the gift, experience the gift. I'm not saying, well, I experienced that gift 2 years. No, today, experience the gift of God's love today. Okay? Everybody say, will do. Okay. Third one. And these are all good, by the way. I think so, anyway. They're all good. The third thing you need to do after you accepted it, after you experienced the love of God, this is what you need to do. You need to share. Everybody say, share. You need to share the gift of God's love. You need to share it. See, once you've accepted it, once you experienced it, you're not to hold on to it. It was never intended to be held on to. God's love was never intended just for you to hold on to it. But here's the deal. When we've had this great encounter with the living God and we've experienced His love, you know what He wants us to do? He wants us to take that gift. Everybody's like, oh no, head down. He wants us to share the gift. By the way, there's nothing in there. I'm sorry. But that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to share it with those around us. Let's look at one more verse here this morning. 1 John. John the disciple wrote these verses we're going to read. John said, God showed us how much He loved us. How? By sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. What a great gift. This is, everybody say these two words, real love. Not that we love God, but He loved us. And He sent His Son as a sacrifice to do what? To take away our sins. Our biggest need is to be sins to be removed. John concludes in verse 11, dear friends, he's talking to Christians. He's calling them friends. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, He loved us that much, we surely ought to what? Everybody say together, love each other. So after we received, experienced the gift of God's love, we are to share that gift with other people. John is saying that. After you received it, after you made this gift of love your personal possession, now you go out and you go and you live a life where you share the love of God with others where you live, okay? So what does that look like? Let me offer some suggestions. It may mean spending time, quality time with your family. Sharing God's love by spending quality time with your family. It could mean reconnecting with a friend who's drifted away and you need to reconnect with them. It might mean serving your neighbor or a stranger, or seeking out someone that you know that is lonely and hurting. You're going to go and you're going to share that love with that person. It might mean that you go out and you forgive someone who's hurt you, or apologize to someone you've hurt. There's endless, endless ways that we can share this gift of God's love that He has given to us with others. So this is what I want to do right now. I want to just pause, and I just want us to sit here today in God's presence. Therese, can you help me out? If you have a piece of paper, what I want you to do is look for it right now. Even if it's a bulletin or just any piece of paper, find a pen. Therese, if you'd play a little Life is Better with Music, background music. What I want you to do right now is I want you to engage in the message this morning. Christmas time, this month of December, to me is the best month of the year, hands down. I love this month more than any month of the year. This is what I want you to do. I want you to begin to write down, think of one way. Think of one way that you can share God's love this holiday season. Right now, let's just sit here in quiet. If you need to close your eyes, I'll quit talking for about a minute. I want you to just think of one way that you can share God's love this Christmas. Think of one person God may be laying on your heart. They're just, you know, they're going through a tough season. Seems like life has gone against them in the last couple weeks, months, maybe even year. And God wants to use you. God wants you to be His vessel, the instrument that He wants to use to reach out to that person. Think of a neighbor, maybe a shut-in. Maybe it's just somebody that's fallen on some very tough times. Maybe someone that's going through a broken heart, through a broken relationship. Could it be that God wants to use you to show them His love? Because here's the deal. God works through people, not independent of people. He works through us. We are His hands. We are His feet. We are the vehicles that He uses. And all around us are hurting people that they need to experience God's love, and they may never walk into a church during the Christmas season. So what we need to do as the Church of Jesus Christ, we need to go out and we need to touch them with God's love. And I believe that God can place in our minds, in our hearts, a name, a person. Maybe it's somebody you haven't connected with for a while. God's saying you need to reconnect. Maybe somebody that's been burnt and hurt, just reconnect. Be the love of God. Give them, hand them the gift of God's love. Maybe write them a note. Make a phone call. Take them out to lunch. Give them a little Christmas gift that would just rock their world. Maybe it's, God, I want to pray for them every day this month that You would be at work in their lives. I'm going to pray for them every day that their eyes would be open to the beauty of Your gift of love, Father. I want us not just to hear messages. I want us to be people who are living out the message. Amen? It was never intended for you to come to church just to hear a sermon so you could rate a sermon on a scale 1 to 10. The whole point is now you hear the word, now you go live out the word. You take the word that you've heard this morning and put hands and feet on it. Give it a heartbeat, give it a pulse, make it come alive in the lives of other people. And I tell you what, it's amazing what you can do. It's amazing. Maybe just speaking a word of encouragement might turn someone's life around this Christmas. You hugging their neck may turn their life around this Christmas. Now my prayer is that your eyes, your heart will be open to what these opportunities will look like for you this week, this Christmas. So let me close this morning with three questions. They're pretty obvious from the message. First question is, have you accepted the gift of God's love? Have you put out your arms and said, yes, Lord, I accept the gift of Jesus Christ? Have you accepted the gift of love? If not, why not today? Just right now, say, Lord, I accept you into my life. I accept the gift of your love, your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior, the one who forgives my sins. Question number two, are you currently experiencing God's love? Are you currently experiencing God's love? Or have you put the gift on the shelf and it's not really relevant to your life any right now where you're at? I want to let you know, I just sense God saying, just God speaking to my heart that there's people here that just need to begin to experience His love in an amazing way. And number three, who will you share the gift of God's love with this week? This week. So Lord, be with us this week. We want to open up and receive your gift. We want to experience your love. We want to experience your love like a tidal wave, Lord. A tidal wave would just crash over our hearts. And Lord, now we want to go out and we want to give your love away. We want to give your love away this week. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,